It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There was a poll that came out the other day, Rasmussen, relative to the views of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, about the vandalism against Tesla. Really, the vandalism against the owner, Elon Musk, and the fact that he's involved in Doge. And, you know, we keep hearing an unelected individual that has the power to do this, do that, and everything else. Well, there's a whole lot of unelected individuals in the federal government that have a lot of authority and power to do a whole lot of things. We know that. We all know that. That's just the sound bite of those that are opposed to Doge. Quite frankly, are they doing it perfectly? I don't suggest that they are. It's a very imperfect system, you know, and sometimes you're going to make mistakes. But what's interesting is that this poll revealed something in society today that is really troublesome. Our willingness and our propensity for violence. The survey asked respondents, is vandalism against Tesla an appropriate form of protest? The Rasmussen poll revealed 61% of Democrats said no. 79% of Independents said no. And 78% of Republicans said no. The problem here, though, is that that means that 39% of Democrats are okay with this. This is fair expression of their anger, of their frustration, as well as 22% of Republicans and 21% of Independents. These are scary numbers because this is not your run-of-the-mill kind of vandalism, if there's such a creature. Right? This is not normal stuff that we talk about. These are Teslas that are bombed with Molotov cocktails, riddled with bullets, defaced with paint, spray paint, windows smashed in, all kinds of scratching the vehicles with all kinds of profanity, all kinds of different symbols, right? The charging stations are being destroyed, dragged down the street, torn down, set on fire. And even while some of this is going on, the owners of the vehicles are in the vehicles. This is absolutely crazy. that so many people in this country believe that this is an appropriate response and part of, I guess, political activism today. One has to wonder, where has the moral compass of this country gone to? I knew I would immediately get the text about January 6th. Everything that I'm saying today is the same that holds true then. It's all the same. That was a relatively small group of people. When you talk about the numbers here that are revealed in this poll, this is really interesting that this is what we would do. Of course, law enforcement's response to this is what it always is that we're going to catch you. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to throw the book at you, because the strongest tool that they have in their toolbox is actually the notion of deterrence, right? The fear of apprehension and incarceration. And maybe the quicker they can get these individuals to the through the system and into court, get them charged and get this process rolling, the better off we'll be. There were three individuals that have been booked thus far, and they're all facing up to 20 years in prison. For vandalism. Pretty steep. Hopefully they're successful. Something's got to give here. Whether it's, you know, this mantra of some folks saying you got to get in their face, you got to make them feel uncomfortable in restaurants, you got to do this, now it's okay to cuss each other out in order to get the clicks, right? We got to have the cute sound bites. We got to sound tough. The machismo era of society is back in a very strong way, as though that's going to make a difference. If any of these cowards that partake in this language and otherwise are really going to move the needle one way or the other. If they ever took the time to actually view the video, they look like idiots. They're not going to get anywhere going down that path. But that seems to be vogue today. I don't know who actually appreciates that. Most people with a half a lick of common sense don't. The notion of decorum is gone, and all parties are guilty of this, of eroding that away. We have the gotcha mentality. It's all about sucker punching. If it's not a sucker punch, it's not even worth dealing with it, because, you know, we're not going to get the clicks. We got to get the clicks, right? You got to get the clicks. It's all about the clicks. And everybody's guilty of this. Members of the media, everyone, got to get the clicks. It's all about the clicks. That's all that matters, is getting the clicks. We're going to click ourselves into oblivion at some point. There are a number of folks, I was kind of reading a series of articles over this past weekend about radio personalities, TV personalities, and others that are saying this is all leading to a very dangerous landscape, very dangerous climate. There has to be something behind the clicks. There has to be truth. There has to be facts. There has to be evidence. Today, people don't really understand the difference between news reporting and opinion. This is an opinion show. This has nothing to do with news. I try to make it as educational as possible. I do my research on both sides of the issue. Try to have as many people on both sides. The problem with today's world is it's just so caustic, it's hard to get somebody from the other side to come on and talk about it. If they believe that you have a proclivity to a certain idea set or mindset, which it runs contrary to theirs, they're not very likely to come on. They don't like debate. We could debate in a very honest way. It's very healthy, quite frankly. Very healthy if you do it right and you do it respectfully. I have a lot of people on the show I don't agree with. I have a lot of people on the show that, you know, that don't agree with me, and that's okay. There's a whole lot of issues my wife and I don't agree on. Person I love more than anything else. It's okay, as long as we do it in a respectful way. But when this begins to manifest itself in physical violence, violence against property, violence against persons, and alike, this is a problem. And it will continue to be a problem. Right-sizing government, right-sizing private organizations, private corporations, right-sizing NGOs, right-sizing not-for-profits. I've actually been involved in the right-sizing of an NGO, the right-sizing of a public-private collaborative, and the right-sizing of an organization. These are healthy processes for the entity. The entity's interest always outweighs the individual. We've got this completely and totally upside down, where we actually believe that the individual is more important than the entity. Not ever. And the sooner the people come to the realization that they're not the center of any universe, the better off we'll be. It doesn't mean you don't fight for yourself. It doesn't mean you don't advocate for oneself. It doesn't mean you don't articulate your strengths and what you bring to the organization and the contribution that you bring, right? And the value proposition that you bring to the organization. But the reality is, it's just not simply just about you. We view objective data, we view subjective criteria all the time. Decisions have to be made. If we're going to resort to this in the aftermath of every adverse decision that's made that involves everyone's life, more often than not in a negative way, then we're really in trouble. We are really in trouble. And there's no law enforcement agency that has the assets necessary to deal with really this kind of situation. If collectively this is the path that we're going down, is that leaders of organization making decisions about what's in the best interest of the entity and we resort to violence, we got a problem. And it's incumbent upon you and I to push back on this. It really is, because you could be the next person sitting in a particular model of car that maybe the CEO of the manufacturer of that automobile said something that people don't like, or took adverse action, or was right-sizing an organization, offshore jobs, inshore jobs. Who knows? Who knows what the decision may be? Modification to a pension plan, modification to benefits. How about folks that are fighting decisions by organizational leaders that say, we want everybody to come back to the shop? If the organization comes back, says collectively everyone has to come back to the shop, you go back to the shop. And if you're not happy doing that and doing it, then quit. I mean, that's just the way this works. I've been the beneficiary of broadcasting from home. The moment this company says, no longer, pack my it up and go down to the studio. On balance, there's a bunch of benefits that work for both sides. But that doesn't mean that the entity's interest still doesn't outweigh mine. I like the arrangement I have, but if they want to change the arrangement, they just got to say so, and it's done. Or otherwise, I need to go and find other employment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I don't have a particular right to this. It was interesting. I was reading an article about Gayle King this morning. So they moved her from the Rock Center, I think, or downtown by the Rock Center, to another studio that they have in New York City. And she's visibly upset because that is viewed upon as being a lesser than studio. And that was not her anticipation of the way that this was going to shake out as a result of her one-year contract that she had signed. Now, the company's losing millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. They're involved in a bunch of cost-cutting measures in order to try and keep afloat, right? That's what you do on behalf of the entity. Well, she's going to stand in defiance of this because she wants to make sure that her dressing room and this and everything else appears in the same fashion as she had at the other location. Again, the classic example, it's not about you. It's about the entity trying to survive. Everyone has to make sacrifice. There's a whole list of sacrifices that are made by everybody, no matter what situation they find themselves in. And you sit down with management, you talk it through, and you decide where it's ultimately going to become. But you're not going to be the cog in the wheel. But think about this. If each and every one of these situations led to violence, to physical violence, where would we be? How are we going to deal with that? And if we're not mindful of what's happening here, this is could be the beginning of a very dangerous situation in this country. And it's incumbent upon you, me, and everyone to push back on it. And it really doesn't matter who the subject is, whether it's Elon Musk or anyone else. This is behavior and activity that we cannot tolerate because we are better than this. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.